We are aware of this morning's press reports on a very serious matter. We will respond appropriately when the outcomes of the investigations are made public.
Well, good morning, folks. And that's kind of where we're at on this story. That was the general manager of the Philadelphia Flyers, Danny Briere, yesterday, commenting on something he really can't comment on. But it's pretty obvious to people watching that team's number one goaltender has taken a leave of absence from the team. And that same player was on the 2018 World Junior Hockey Team for Team Canada. Now, as you probably all know by now, and this has been part of the huge scandal that's engulfed Hockey Canada and their handling of these matters, but there was an alleged sexual assault that occurred in London in June of 2018, so months after the actual tournament. But members of the team were in the city for that event. And there was an allegation of a sexual assault. Now, that was investigated initially, some 5 years ago, and closed without charges. But after this all came to light, after the way in which Hockey Canada handled this came to light, there was a new investigation. And London police have been looking into this. And so the big bombshell yesterday from the Globe and Mail was that five members of the 2018 Canadian Junior Hockey Team have been ordered to surrender to police in London and are set to face charges. Joining us for the latest, very pleased to welcome to the program here this morning, one of the reporters who helped break this story yesterday and has been doing some tremendous work on this broader issue. Very pleased to welcome to the program Globe and Mail reporter Robin Doolittle. Much more, of course, theglobeandmail.com. Hi, Robin. Welcome to the program.
Morning.
So we're now in this period where we're waiting for the other shoe to drop. It sounds like police are waiting maybe as much as 10 days before they're actually going to say something. What's the latest today as we understand it?
Yeah, this actually isn't unusual. I mean, usually it's just, I'm sure the police weren't expecting the Globe to report on this, right? So what's happened is we know that the five members of the 2018 World Junior Hockey Team have been told that they have around a week and a half, 2 weeks to surrender themselves to police at London Police Headquarters. They're going to have to go in there. They'll learn about the charges against them, maybe get some conditions and make a promise to appear in court. And this is not unusual that they get this kind of grace period when there's no sort of previous criminal records. It's not like on TV where cops will break down a door and put handcuffs on people. Right. And so it's only after they've all kind of surrendered that there will then be court proceedings. They'll be formally charged. So the London Police press conference that they've scheduled is after, I believe, the period in which the players have their deadline to present themselves.
Okay, and so the players would have that time. They're going to give everybody that time, and once all five have surrendered, basically, we'll get some public comment, you expect?
Yeah, I mean, they have to all make their way to London, right? Like, they're not in the city. I mean, I shouldn't say that now, but many will be getting on planes, I suspect.
Right. I would imagine, I think everyone wants some clarity here. I mean, the other players on this team, I'm sure, would like their names cleared. And if for some reason these five were away from their team, if it's for another reason, you'd think they'd want to get that information out as soon as possible. But we'll see how that all plays out. So does that imply then, Robin, that the investigation has concluded, or what's your understanding of where that's at?
Yeah, I mean, the police have made a determination that there are charges warranted here. That's what we know. I mean, I do think it's important to make a distinction, and the Globe is making this distinction in its reporting. There is news out in the world right now about NHL players and others taking leaves from their teams.
Yeah.
We are not, drawing that there right now. We are saying that that the five members of the junior team have been told to surrender. What else is out in the world right now is there for people to read. I just want to make that part clear.
No, yeah, and that's an important point to make. So I'm glad you mentioned that. So as far as the investigation is concerned, where's that at?
Well, I mean, I think that, I don't know if anyone's going to say everything is over, but it's over. Like, they've made their conclusions, they've decided that there's charges warranted, and they've told them to appear at London Police Headquarters.
Now, this time, things have obviously gone differently, but this is not the first time that this whole matter was investigated. So, in terms of how we got to this point, why was it, do we know, that no charges were laid 5 years ago?
Yeah, so the complainant at the center of this case, EM, reported the incident to police right away. And there was an investigation at that time, and it concluded in February 2019. The officer in charge said that there was not enough evidence to move forward. once this all kind of, ignited this national firestorm, and there was much more scrutiny, and there was additional reporting about the types of evidence that were available to police, the London police took a second look at the case and found that actually there was a lot of reporting avenues that were not pursued, and that they did think it was worth doing some reporting. For example, I'll just give this as one quick example. When I was looking into this, there was a man who was with the players that night at the bar when the players supposedly, well, not supposedly, when they met this complaint at EM, and he was not interviewed in the initial investigation. Like those types of things that were not done, I mean, among others. So then they reopened the investigation. At the end of 2022, they filed applications with the court for various investigative measures and were told, and in those documents, they indicate that there are reasonable grounds to believe the players committed sexual assault. So we've known for about a year that this is where they're at, that they've continued that investigation and gathering more information, and now we're here where we are today.
And by the way, so this was one of the cases then that Hockey Canada's National Equity Fund was used to try to settle this case. And I think in the eyes of many, kind of make this go away.
You know, I don't want to speak to that because I don't know if we can say for sure. I think we know, I think what we know is that the Hockey Canada had a fund dedicated to resolve sexual assault complaints and settlements, and that it was funded through user fees. And that's what we know. But I don't, because the deals of that settlement are confidential, I don't know if I can say as a matter of fact that that is where the money came from.
Right. But certainly their handling of this case, or maybe their knowledge of this case, has been a big part of why there's been so much scandal around Hockey Canada.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, more details, as mentioned, theglobeandmail.com. We'll see how this all plays out in the coming days here. Robin, appreciate you making some time for us here this morning.
Thank you.
All the best. Robin Doolittle, reporter with the Globe and Mail. So they broke the story yesterday, and obviously that's had huge, ramifications and, the ripple effect just, going through of the hockey world, that, this is a very big deal and will be once we get to the next phase. So as you mentioned, London police are being very careful with what they're saying. And right now, they've identified Monday, as in Monday, February 5th, so like 10 or 11 days from now, as to when they expect to say more on this. So we've got this whole weird period of uncertainty. And yes, as Robin said, the Globe and Mail is not pointing to any players. They're not identifying any players. But people are looking at this and putting two and two together. The story talks about five players. Well, here's five players that have now taken leaves of absence from their team. So now this whole period of uncertainty around them, not to mention everybody else who was on that 2018 team, and I'm sure they want to see this get to the next step for those who were not involved and have nothing to do with this, so that can be made clear that they had nothing to do with this. And I mean, one of the biggest stars in the league right now was a member of that team, and I'm sure he doesn't want or the team or the league for that matter, that kind of shadow being cast. But look, if you've got players currently in the NHL, we're not going to have to deal with this kind of a matter. That's going to be a big deal. And that's going to be a very difficult thing for the league. So we'll see how that all plays out. Now, I should also mention, and Rick West at TSN has also been doing a lot of reporting on this matter. He has a story today that the Halifax Regional Police are investigating a sexual assault that is alleged to have occurred in the city during the 2003 World Junior Tournament involving members of Canada's team. Police, in a statement to TSN, says, quote, as with any investigation, investigators are gathering evidence, following up on leads, speaking with people who may have information in relation to the investigation, exploring numerous avenues to advance the investigation. We thank everyone who has come forward to assist the investigation thus far and continue to encourage anyone with information to contact police. So police confirming an investigation there. We'll see how that story plays out. But the big one, obviously, we're watching for is the other shoe to drop here, in this case in London, Ontario. An alleged sexual assault in June of 2018, something that was investigated initially. No charges were laid, but once this story broke, that the story had been out there, and then, Hockey Canada's role in all of this, that led to a renewed investigation. And one that, clearly police were taking maybe more seriously this time than the first time around. In terms of who they were talking to, the evidence they were gathering, there's apparently some videos allegedly, and including after the fact, as it were, where the alleged victim here was recorded, sort of allegedly told to make a statement of sorts. So it's some disturbing details here for sure. More details on all of this is mentioned at theglobeandmail.com, and we'll watch to see what the next step is here.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.